listening to The Water Cooler on Podcast One.
Corolla Drinks fans, 818 Rye Whiskey is available now at CorollaDrinks.com. 818 is a whiskey from Adam's backyard, not the gated communities in the same area code. It's aged 3 years in new American oak and couples a malty sweetness with a complex rye finish. Adam and the team made this whiskey for fans of the show. They made this whiskey for the regulars. Get your bottle of 818 Rye at CorollaDrinks.com. Hurry, we will sell out.
Water cooler. Where's Gary going?
Gary Ghost has to get some drinks.
Okay. Hey, welcome to Water Cooler. You know, we can't start it that way.
Yeah, I think it's perfect.
I hit the theme song, and Gary decides to just get up and leave.
We've begun. He's back. He's back.
This isn't the Lake Arrowhead live show, Gary. You can't.
But it's a special occasion.
Feels like it.
It's a special occasion, but I needed to go get a claw, and Dawson put his hand up, signaling that he wanted another claw. Now, I'm confused. Hasn't Matt brought you a white claw since we sat down in this room?
Nope. No.
Oh, okay. Matt failed then.
Nope. He didn't listen when I said, I need one.
I thought you were doing a hilarious.
He doesn't have headphones though, so
yeah.
I was kind of doing a bit, yeah.
A bit where you didn't understand what Dawson was meaning when he was pointing to his empty White Claw can.
Right.
I got it, but I thought that Matt had given him one about 3.5 minutes ago, and I was concerned.
The claw.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you so much.
We're concerned with my alcohol consumption these days.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Water Cooler. You know how the show goes. All right, Chris Locks, I'm on a kick with my Corolla Digital buds, like Kalen Bean.
What's going on?
Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
Gary Smith.
What's up?
Mike Dawson.
Rock-a-locka.
And a special surprise.
Go, Pat, go.
He's already talked a lot during this episode. yes, Nick Davis is back. All right. OG Bobo Boy and Water Cooler member.
Why you monsters are clapping?
Wait, why wouldn't we?
We bark on this show.
Oh. We do both.
We bark on this show, Chris.
Yeah. I barked. I clapped. We do it all. Yeah. I'm not against the applause. Okay? I favor it. I really enjoy an applause.
I know you feel strongly about applause, but how do you feel about
a clause?
The club, a clause.
Oh, yeah. We gotta have some
applause. So we call it the claw because it's like the claw.
Yes. Yes. We're not clapping, Gary. We're giving him a clause. We're barking and giving him a round of applause.
Yeah, if you wanted to know what we've been up to since you left, it's coming up with jokes like this.
You're fucking killing it, guys.
Yeah.
I'm like so taken aback right now.
Yes.
I'm counting all the references that I don't understand. It's the evolution.
Oh, yes.
Actually, we should put a tally pad in front of you, and you should hash mark everything you don't understand. Let's find out at the end of the show.
It started with Lake Arrowhead live show, although I actually think I have heard Pray Tell of the Lake Arrowhead live show.
Yeah, we talked about on the Patreon that we think it's unanimously the worst show we've ever done.
Wow, Chris, you've come around because you were fighting the good fight there during that episode, and you would not admit that it was bad.
There's one episode I think is worse that we've done.
Well, let's not highlight it.
Yeah, let's not highlight that.
I was there at that Lake Arrowhead show. I mean, yeah, it was bad, but it was fun as shit.
I had a great time, too, but I do think it was definitely up there. Look, it's... We give straight tens. Every once in a while, we're going to do a 9.5.
There you go.
Yeah. So that was the 9.5. I still don't regret it completely.
Yeah. I'd give it more of a 6.9. Yeah.
Hey. Now we're getting into Kalen's territory here with all these ratings. So let's move forward. Nick, it's so good to see you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm stoked.
Why are you here?
Because of friendship and camaraderie. I was talking with Nick about something else, and I said, come on.
I love that.
I would like to tell you this something else, because it absolutely blew my mind.
You're pregnant.
It was worlds colliding in my mind. No, I'm not pregnant. That would be a fun movie, but I'm thinking twins or no.
No, you're thinking Junior, and Junior. It would be a remake.
Yeah. My sister would always make me watch both those movies when I was too little, and I hate them.
That's awesome.
But anyways, no, what happened was I have become obsessed with a podcast recently. It's like the only thing, like on my commutes, like I look forward to it. And that hasn't happened to me for a while. You know, I'm podcast like jaded.
Mm.
But I found this and I've been binging it since the beginning. And that is the Victory, the Entourage Recap podcast.
Sure.
Hosted by Doug Allen, Kevin Conley, and Kevin Dillon.
Yeah.
Just been absolutely obsessed with it. It's always been a joke on the shows I do with Dillon and Pat. You guys know those guys.
Yeah.
The like the Bachelor show. I equate everything that happens to Entourage.
What's that Bachelor thing?
Another Bachelor podcast.
Interesting. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have to tell me more about that.
I will. I might have to later today. But forgot my train of thought.
Yep, sorry.
Well, you listen Victory to a podcast.
Victory the podcast. Well, Entourage. I always equate everything back to Entourage. Love Entourage. And then they come out with a podcast. I love podcasts. So obviously I'm going to listen to it. And so I've been listening to it, and I DM Kevin Conley. He started a podcast network, and that's like his front runner is Victory the Podcast. And I DM him. I'm like, hey, I work for such and such podcast. I love what you're doing with Action Park Media. Love to grab a beer sometime.
And he goes, a dick pic.
Huh? No, I've changed, Matt.
You have changed.
But no, so... long story short, I get really excited. It's almost like I'm texting a girl. I don't want to text too much. There's like 3 weeks of the game go
two
by.
Two emoji limit per message.
I at one point I had to double text. I because he didn't respond to the last one.
Oh god! Yeah. Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh boy!
I wait a couple days and I switch from that last one was like Fred's like, oh let's grab that beer to like, yo, would you want a guest on Fighter and the Kid? That was my move. So I made it business. Couple days go by. I'm like, it's over. It's over. I'm never gonna be Kevin Conley E from Entourage. He
Watch yourself, it's the claw.
Nice.
I'm sorry. The show's changed.
Lots changed, Nick.
I'm sorry, Nick.
Again, worlds colliding. I love Liar Liar. We got a free week trial on HBO when I was like 9, taped it on VHS. Love that movie. I love Claws. I love you guys.
Kaylin, do you understand what taping something is?
You like when it breaks, you like put a piece of tape over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes.
Kevin Conley, I don't think it's going to happen. Double text, no response. Finally, like 3-4 days later, he texts me back like I'm some thought.
Nice.
I didn't care. I'm like, yeah, let's get this beer. We planned it, and then I'm also like, yeah, but let's get you on the show too. And I'm like, hey, do you have an email I can send the Fighter and the Kid Booker to? And he sends me the contact, and it's Gary Smith. And I click on Gary Smith, and sure enough, @.com. You can bleep that.
Yeah, this is tough.
I'm making an exception.
All you gotta do is highlight it and hit S.
No, I know.
This is tough.
If you can't guess really that at home,
edit, it's just here. We didn't say we don't edit? Mute anything.
You're such an asshole. R.I.P. my inbox.
I just stepped on my own punchline. Gary is the producer of my favorite podcast now, and it's fucking nuts. So that's how we started texting. I was like, you fucking produce Victory, and he's like, you should come back on Water Cool, and I was like, awesome, because I want everybody to subscribe to another podcast network, YouTube.
There you go.
So I'll push it.
Look at this. Networking.
Worlds colliding.
And Gary, I don't think you've announced that yet.
No,
have
I haven't. That's the first time that's been
discussed. Has this whole entire story just been silenced and people are just watching on YouTube to us muted for 2 minutes?
No.
I'm only unsilenced. We edit nothing and then back to silence again.
It's funny. It has not aired yet, but I actually announced it on Jeff Cesario's podcast earlier today. That'll come out soon. But
you gave Jeff Cesario the break?
It's not, you know, it wasn't a secret, so I didn't feel like it needed to be broken. Sure. But
break is only who gets upload first.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you said that you are on the Water Cooler and you work on Victory on Jeff's
podcast.
How did
you work in this show?
I did. I plugged Reasonable Doubt. I plugged Water Cooler and I plugged Victory the podcast.
And on like Victory the podcast, how many times per hour do you mention the Water Cooler?
I am not mic'd on Victory the podcast. I am not necessarily.
So you do sign language.
Yes, I do through the glass. Unfortunately, it's not video. There's no camera pointed at me, but I am sitting there with a water cooler sign. And the guys think it's really weird that I bring that into work every day, but I do it for the good fight.
Good.
You should actually bring a physical water cooler into their studio just nonchalantly. Be like, you guys look thirsty during your last broadcast. And then periodically on the show, they'll naturally talk about the water cooler that's there.
That is definitely a good idea. Do you think I should call them by their character names and be like, Drama, do you want some water?
That could also work.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, these are all options, guys, and I'm really thinking
this is my friend was the editor of that show, and he said that they all called each other by their names I mean, this is when the show was going on, but they would all refer to themselves like Turtle, Drama. Like, they called each other what they called each other on the show.
I wouldn't doubt it, but, you know, when you're in that world and you're on set, I think that's probably a little easier. But I think these days, the show was 10 years ago, and they kind of moved away from it.
Not interested then. No, I'll still listen to it. I've seen every episode.
Oh, me too.
Even if I didn't like the show, I'd probably listen to it. They literally have a great rapport, and, like, they have all these, like, people who did guest spots on the show come on the show, and they just talk about how, like, oh, this was, like, our first set to be on. It was so fun. We thought everything was going to be like this, and it never was again. Like, it was a special, special show. I can't express it enough.
All right. Well, we can stop talking about it, but, Nick, I knew you're a little behind. There's some really good ones coming. So
yeah. I can't wait. Two months left. I started it. It's been going basically weekly since June during the pandemic last year, and I'm 2 months behind now. I've just been binging since January.
All right. What's happening with The Bachelor?
Well, I think we... Oh.
Now it's time for Nick Explains The Bachelor. It's not going to end. You can just talk over it.
Oh, gotcha.
There's a 2.5 minute audio piece here.
No, we don't do any bro prep here.
Dawson, an insane amount to catch you up on. Mm. But let's start with, we had the first Black Bachelor, Matt James, this season.
Yeah.
He ends up picking a white girl, Rachel KKK Kirkconnell. Not my name. That's what they called her on the Facebook groups that I'm a part of.
It's pretty awful.
Message girls on.
It's pretty awful to call someone that.
I respect all women on this show.
Ooh.
But you haven't heard her transgression. Rachel KKK Kirkconnell went to a party.
She went to a fucking party?
No. She went to a party on a plantation, and I guess an antebellum party, which is a time – antebellum literally means before the war, as Emmanuel H.O., the author of Uncomfortable Conversations with the Black Man, who hosted After the Final Rose when Chris Harrison got removed from the show. Mm-hmm. Rachel KKK, she was at this party, and that's problematic because
How dare you? How dare you go to a party?
Yeah, but no, and she was wearing the dresses, and she loves slavery. She wants slavery back, is what that means.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Yep.
So this comes out in between the time Matt proposed to her, and she said yes, they were to be wed. Because that's what happens at the end of The Bachelor.
Sometime after the Civil War.
Yes, significantly after. In that interim, he finds out about these pictures that was blown up by a feminist TikTok account.
She won The Bachelor.
Yes.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
She was about to have the dream wedding.
See, Nick, a lot has changed. Dawson is follow-up questions.
Dawson hasn't left the studio yet.
I am familiar with this because it's news.
I think a big aspect is me getting better at talking about
it. Oh, that might be it.
It was a good recap.
I think that may have been
a good recap.
I would like pause for like a second, and he'd be like, oh, I'm leaving the studio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, I like how you don't leave any space for Dawson to storm out.
That's you're running out of time.
In that interim, he finds out about this, and it starts to make him feel differently about possibly getting married to Rachel KKK Kirkconnell.
What was making him feel differently? What
the fact that
else
she wants racism back.
Nick, I'm sorry, but this is bothering me. Is it – what's her name again?
Rachel KKK Kirkconnell.
Do they really put the KKK in the middle and then not use the first K of her last name?
No, that's actually
– Rachel KKK Kirkconnell.
Yes. You are right. And that
it'd be better and maybe you can push this through through your avenues, but if they didn't do the KKK, just the Kirkconnell.
Dawson is now contributing to this.
Yeah. No, I'm really into it.
It took a couple of times, but it's Kirkconnell.
No, I'm with Gary for Team KKK with with the last. No, actually, I think it needs to be separate because you need the full nickname, like Rachel KKK Kirkconnell.
Now, why are you?
So you can put it in quotes.
Then you just put it in quotes. Then why do we have a fourth K? We're waiting for a fourth K.
It's not a fourth K. It's together still.
How about Rachel? A.K.A. K.K.K. Kirkconnell.
Oh, yes.
Dawson,
she
wants
slavery.
When you're right, you're right. You are on to something.
Esquire.
Nick yes. To the Facebook groups.
Make it happen, Nick.
I got a banger for you guys.
Hot off the presses.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so Matt's feeling differently. He shows up at the after the final rose, cold as ice. Ooh. I mean, he is.
Yeah. He just turned it off.
He was super rude.
Stonewalling her, and she's like really trying to like do the work, which now, has been a term that keeps getting thrown around.
She had already won.
Yes.
This is after the final rose marriage. Just okay. Go on.
Man, I where's the payoff?
You always want what you don't have. I mean, that's the, you know.
I guess just get to the end.
Oh, God. He told me there was going to be a payoff of this bit. I didn't think I'd be talking about The Bachelor this long. He made me prep it. I never would have talked about The Bachelor on this show.
We never discussed the payoff. I just assumed Austin would leave the studio.
For those of you who are new to this program.
We're on this ride now, Nick. Let's do it.
We tried this a long time ago. It did not work.
It's working pretty well this time. I'll wrap it up.
Yeah, Dalton's staying longer now. I'm confused.
I didn't think I was going to be talking. I was like waiting, but I didn't want to ask you because that would ruin the bit. I wanted like something to pop out or something.
Well, it's national dumb people news. Yeah,
Dawson took off his shoes. Like I think he's staying. He's sticking around for the long haul. So why don't we
wrap it up?
Bring it home.
Well, I do have you can wrap it up. Is there a closing statement that they have for this?
I want to know how you feel about it, because it's one thing to do the play by play, but you also got to play color commentary here.
I think you can read it in my sarcasm. I think this young girl was railroaded for being a 19-year-old sorority girl who went
in
to
college,
a party.
Partying.
And she always talked about how she was kind of a nerd and she never really felt accepted. So when she was in the sorority, invited to this party, no way she's going to say no. But what happened was he stonewalled her. He thought he was rethinking the relationship. Everybody
Coward.
Fucking buried this girl.
Cowards,
and now they've been seen in Florida. They're hanging out again.
Oh, they're fucking.
Yeah, yeah. They're fucking. Right. Actually, Newport Beach just the other week.
Oh.
All right, good.
There's the wrap-up. I'm sorry that
took so long. That's a happy ending. Good wrap-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. And that was Nick Explains The Bachelor. Not go as we thought it would. But
always keep him guessing.
I like that. Yeah, Dawson, just always with a new defense. He evolves. All right, well, I do have a question. One more question for Nick before we get into comments, and that is, Nick, you say that you always think of your life as Entourage. Obviously, you're Vincent Chase. Who are we? I'm probably Turtle. I don't mean to give myself the character. I'm just going by stature. But what's going on? Because
this is stacked, dude. This is stacked.
See, Nick, because the show has really evolved. Chris makes the short jokes about himself now, so that we won't come after him.
Nice. But he only brought this up so he could call me Johnny Drama. That's the only reason why I fucking brought this up.
Whoa, I actually didn't. But Dawson, you're projecting.
I never said injecting. I think my life is like Entourage. I say I equate everything that happens on another Bachelor podcast.
Oh, okay.
To stuff that happened on Entourage, like very specific moments. I'm like, oh, that's when E and R and whatever.
So, I am still
like
curious moments. Who you
are. You're ruining the bit here,
sir. Yeah, you still got to answer.
Who's Turtle? Who's E? Who's Drama?
Ari? I like to think of myself, I'll go with myself first, as the Scott Conn agent type character.
Oh, yeah.
The notorious asshole.
Wait, who is
he's in one of the later seasons.
Who is Ari's assistant?
Lloyd.
Lloyd, I'm probably Lloyd. Aren't I? Yeah.
Now that you say it, yes.
Yeah.
I
just realized.
Scotty Lavin, you are.
Huh?
Scotty Lavin.
Well done.
I've been rewatching the show. It's part of work now.
Yeah. You son
as
of a
I,
bitch.
As I said to Joya, the weirdest sentence that's probably been said in 2021 is, babe, I need you to go to bed so I can watch Entourage for work.
That was, you know, I had a similar experience in college when I was a music major. I was an English major. And this guy I was friends with that who went to school with me was a film major. And I'm like, yeah, I have to read like some old Alexander Pope poem from 1783 that is literally a poem that's 100 pages long.
Edgar Allan or Alexander Poe?
Alexander Pope.
Pope.
Oh, Pope. Pope. Poem.
Yeah.
Okay.
A poem.
So it was a Pope poem.
Yeah.
And so then, I heard Alexander Poe. I'm like, no, that's Edgar Allan. Yeah. Bro.
Hot up for alliteration.
Yeah. Yeah, either way. And then my friend's like, oh, I have to watch Star Wars. And I was like, okay. And I next day I became a film major. that's exactly what happened at college.
Smart.
All right. Well, look, while Nick figures out the rest of our Entourage characters, why don't we get into some comments? So, Nick, this is a new segment that we do. You're in the Facebook group.
I am. I'm
that we are. That we're in. And we like to comment on everybody's Facebook comments. Here we go.
Now it's time for
Dude, that's top-notch production. Should be taking notes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Matt. You can open it.
Nothing can stop the
All right. So these are all listener comments and clan mail.
Nope.
left to us on our Facebook page.
You're supposed to go clam mail.
No.
Please stop.
Clam.
I agree with Matt. Stop saying KKK.
Anyway, these are all – and if anybody listening wants to join our Facebook group, you are – so welcome to join. It's very easy. You just go to www.facebook.com/groups/BoboBoyArmyWorldwideLLC. Answer a few questions, and then we may let you in. All right.
That's a t-shirt.
Oh, God. I just realized we've said KKK about 50 times on an episode where we talked about my new job.
Oh, it's fine.
I tried to stop you guys.
Yeah, Matt really did.
Not good.
Matt, try harder.
Yeah. Not just for my people, but for my fucking friends and their fucking professional reputations.
I was really going to genuinely congratulate Gary on the new job, but maybe that's preemptive.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's a little too early.
You never know.
Mm. Let's kick it off with a comment from Stephanie Blaine. Now, she is the one that made the artwork of us all as dogs.
Very precious.
Yeah. I think it's – is it still the header photo?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, so Stephanie, nice job. Well, she says, hey, everyone, I created some water cooler dog stickers. If anyone's interested, she posts the website on the Facebook group. It's an Etsy site, and she recently launched it. Now, there's something about these stickers that I particularly don't like, and she's selling separates.
Anyway.
She's selling separates. So like, you can get them all in one sticker, or you can get them individually.
Well, there's a bright side here is that she'll be able to give us some metrics in a few months.
I know.
I predict Dawson will be a resounding leader.
My ego can't take it.
Neither can I. Well, I'll tell you what. Stephanie Blaine did the right thing, and she DM'd me, and I gave her the address. She's sending up stickers.
I like it again. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Stephanie,
great
for doing the right thing.
A round of applause for
Kaelin, don't get excited whenever they rank us.
Yeah, I know. We're at the bottom.
He's the vibe. That's cool. We're hanging out with each other.
We got
it's
it.
Fun that Nick was here for the birth of a round of applause.
All right.
You've incorporated it so seamlessly. I would have thought it was.
Yeah. Thank you.
For episodes.
Yep. That's what we do. All right. Stephanie Lynn Rinker, another Stephanie. She says, hey,
Stephanie.
We got a lot of Stephanies. Hey, brothers. There's been a lot of Vegas talk in this dog pound lately. What's open? Ooh. What's not? What's restricted? Is it worth going during the week? Thanks. Woof, woof. Well, I don't think any of us have been to Vegas, unless maybe Nick, you've been to Vegas recently.
I haven't, but I heard the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in the group.
Oh, yeah. He's in the group. I've been to Reno. Reno's pretty open.
Definitely not what she's asking.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Nevada. So I think you should go. Go. Have
you guys
fun.
You remember that Doug Supernaw song?
Oh, can I
you know the ladies a lot like Reno.
Oh, I can answer that question, though.
It's a good song.
Oh.
On what's going on, and that's actually via another member of the Facebook group who lived in Vegas, Kathy Lowry. I remember it.
Lowry, hey, the special seasoning. Yes. She buys you lunch.
Opens on May 1st. Limited capacity, no masks, basically open. Like the only restriction is 80% capacity for venues. Hmm. No social distancing.
Live music at 80%, dude, that would be a blessing.
Yeah, that sounds
if
like a
if
good
Chris
thing.
And I played a show and we were actually able to fill the club to 80% capacity, that's a fucking win.
Yeah, you're like, is that
that's
mandatory?
A great show.
Yeah, do we have to? But 80% capacity also means legally a lie, because it's definitely going to be a regular amount of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, exactly. You can't do the metrics on that.
I will say that I have worked at comedy clubs on the road where they said that they were going at 50 or 70, and it was much higher than that.
I believe a recent Chez Fondelet, we explained a glorious night out that we had in Manhattan Beach where it was supposed to be 25% or some shit, and it was definitely 75 or 80.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a soft 80.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
One more thing about Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to spend way too much money and go to the Conor McGregor-Dustin Poirier fight July 12th.
Oh, yeah.
$600 nice. Ticket for the fight. I love Conor McGregor.
Yes,
I was him
did.
For Halloween 2015.
I remember.
Very authentic. I don't. And then Dustin Poirier has become a staple on one of the shows I produce. Him and Theo are like buddies.
Oh, how awesome.
So it's like worlds colliding. I got to go.
Should offer him a spot on Fighter and the Kid, and maybe he'll give you a free ticket.
You don't miss.
God chooses who will go and who will stay.
We won't let him, Nick. We will stop the guy. Yeah, we really do. He does it.
I don't like doing it. I feel like Aaron Paul in the very few last episodes of Breaking Bad, where I'm just chained to this post and I just do what these men say. I'm just, it hurts. It's defeating.
He does the right thing.
Yeah, I try to. All right, let's keep moving on with these comments. By the way, Nick, crazy how all your worlds are just colliding, by the way.
It just, keeps happening.
Isn't it? That's wild, man.
Aaron Rodgers hosted Jeopardy.
All right, let's see here. Nicholas Lay.
This is peak. This is fucking PND, bro. Yeah.
PND.
This is PND.
Yeah.
It's most definitely.
Two more claws is the down slow.
Well, it's a bell curve. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I'm rapidly approaching the other end.
Nicholas Lay, he asked me to insert a claw drop. Okay.
Found the claw's only weakness. Sub-zero temperatures!
And he says, who's down with Uncrustables?
Yeah, my son.
I love Uncrustables.
I've had
what
one.
Is that?
The pre-made PB&J sandwich.
They like come in a
they come
in
frozen,
a, you know, cellophane pack.
Yeah,
that sounds
it's
disgusting.
Like just sort of like crimped on the edges, like a pastry, and then there's just stuff in the
yeah. It's like it sounds awful.
It does sound awful, and they look kind of awful. They're pretty good.
They're delicious.
Mm. They're pretty goddamn yeah. good.
You put them in the oven. You toast them up, or you just let them thaw.
I don't know. I just eat whatever
all of the above. All of the above. But he also Nicholas also says his 5-year goal is to play around with Gary and Dawson. Hashtag woof. Happy Saturday.
So I'm just down. Play around with them.
Golf. Round golf. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Does he mean golf or frolf?
Does golf. He want a Lundgren? If he wants a Lundgren, let's go.
I don't know what that is.
Nick is furiously hash marking a piece of paper.
If you have to ask what it is, you can't afford it.
Yeah.
Z-Jab.
Ramon Castillo, he posted a screenshot of our last podcast. he says, he always watches the podcast on YouTube, but you see things that just don't come out with the audio alone. And it was he got Matt cracked.
He did.
Yeah.
He got Matt cracked. In the last
Ooh, watch yourself, it's the claw.
In the last episode, Nick, Matt had his dog Taco here and he set up a nice blanket right here.
I'm in the Facebook room. I saw the picture.
Okay. Oh, yeah. My mistake.
No,
my mistake.
I love the Facebook group.
Yeah. It's my favorite place on the internet.
Well, for those who aren't in the Facebook group, Matt had his dog down at the base of the video thing and he went to feed it a treat at one point and Matt crack occurred.
That's right. And let me just say, you're welcome.
That is the appropriate response.
Yeah, I wasn't happy about it, but you know what? That's what happens when you don't edit anything.
Yeah,
I on a video episode we just put out for like 60% of it, I just have like. Just like that. I don't know. For a video, I lifted my shirt up halfway, and now I showed my fat COVID belly of 205 pounds.
Oh.
Never been over 180.
I would rather see Matt crack for the rest of my fucking life than what just happened under there. You got a Muppet under there?
That is the thing. It's only in my tummy.
Jesus.
I don't see you very often, Nick, but when I do, Nick gained weight is not a thought that has ever come in my head.
Oh,
so same.
There you go. All right. Joe Muse, he says, hey, Bobos, wondering if this happens to any of you or if you're the one doing it at work. I've always used my full name, Joseph, instead of Joe. It's something I've always done to help me keep the two lives apart and also helps me associate someone with where they are from if I don't initially recognize them. But I do have some clients call me Joe either on the phone, email, and I've never introduced myself or sent an email as Joe. Obviously, I just let it go because they're the client, but it's still annoying. Do any of you intentionally shorten someone's name to something they haven't used? Is this something that should be acceptable? I'm just annoyed by something that doesn't matter.
He's clearly asking the people in the group, right? Because there's three people in this room who use a shortened version of their name.
What do you think, Kay?
Mm-hmm. No.
No? You don't care?
No. I mean, is it that... Yeah, if someone does it to me, or I if
he,
I ever do it to other people,
the wrong guy. You know, shortened.
You know, he's asking if I
Kaylin's
do it to
the
other
wrong
people.
Person. No, no, no.
And if he's
what
ever
Joe is asking is, I like Joe's style. He has a group of friends and a group of coworkers. To his friends, he's Joe. To his coworkers, he's Joseph.
Sure.
And that way, he's able to separate things. You are Kaylin. you cannot shorten your name, so you can't do what Joe does.
Correct.
So you're the wrong person to ask.
Although I do change my name for employees of restaurants and such that I go pick up at.
What do you go by?
Michael.
Nice.
And Gary's so the regulars at my food joint that I'd walk to just know me as Michael.
Yeah. Nice.
Now, well, Garopolis, you go by.
So you do what Joe does. Yeah. All right.
So I did it pretty recently. I was exchanging an email with a guy named Michael, and I work with four Mikes already. Lynch, Chaffee, August, Dawson, Mike, all Mike. So Michael has been signing his name as Michael, introducing himself to me as Michael. And I went, thanks, Mike. Nope. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it till after I pressed send, and I thought, man, that is so JV.
It's you. Yeah. You got familiar, man.
I got familiar.
It's weak, but I bet you anything he, like this clawmenter, did not correct you.
He didn't correct me, no.
Right.
But we were both thinking it.
Because Chris said like a really awkward three-paragraph thing. I work with four Mikes, all right? Mike August, Mike Dawson.
Well, I had to explain what happened. Yeah. Yes.
The only people I allow to call me Michael are family.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I sign emails to my mother, to my aunts, to my cousins. Michael.
My family calls me by my middle name, like frequently. My first and middle, rather.
Nice. Gary Patrick.
Well, because
your dad is Gary.
No, my dad is Gary, so they use Gary Patrick quite a bit.
All right. Jeff Richardson, he says, finish this sentence. The movie that traumatized me as a kid was blank. This one kind of blew up a little bit. And he says he'll also accept movies that traumatized via Wikipedia. Kalen, can you think of a movie that traumatized you as a kid?
I can think of one, and I only remember seeing it like one time, and I never watched it again. I think it was Superman 3.
Oh.
Is there a scene in it where someone's like frozen or going crazy? It's one of the Superman
Encino Man.
No, I love Encino Man.
Encino Man too.
There's a scene in one of the early Supermans that I remember seeing, and it was very scary, and I never watched it again, and I had nightmares about it.
Wow. What about you, Matt? Superman 3 as well?
Definitely Superman 3. No. We've actually talked about this a little bit on the show. Many an episode.
Am I not pretty enough?
There you go. Man. You have no idea what's happening right now, Matt.
That one song.
Casey Chambers.
Thanks, Kalen, Nick.
Kalen should just go with this.
We've tried that before. No. It's not very effective.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
Nick put his headphone over. You played the sound drop, and because I couldn't hear anything, I just squinted. Like, I just tried to, like, hear it more with my eyes.
Extra focus.
That's a good thing. I'm going to write that down. You know, some people can't hear something, they squint. Yeah, hey, if I could see it better, maybe I could hear it.
You know? But anyway, many an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, sure.
Absolutely traumatized me. But if we're talking specifically cinema, Poltergeist, which I know is a popular response for a lot of people. But
hey, close cousin to Poltergeist.
That's right, which is actually what happened to Dawson.
There
Nick,
was a poltergeist.
You're not familiar with
there
the
was
story,
a poltergeist. You have to listen to the show.
You have to go back.
Yeah.
But it means two different. It's two different beings: a poultra and a poulter.
Certainly,
poultry. Oh, yeah. So. Poultry and poultry.
Dawson found eggshells in his bed.
Oh, okay. That's Nick, who Nick, made that Chris, awesome you, fucking pun.
Nick, you will.
It was Matt.
That is fire. Oh, poultry guys.
And by the way, that episode, Matt, Kalen, everyone was on fire. We came up with some excellent content.
Yes, that's what we do here.
Hashtag.
What about you, Gary? What
but
traumatized
Nick,
you?
Really
hashtag. Did you just say?
I was saying you're marking down
I love
the hash
it,
because I don't
love
think
it.
Recognize.
Oh, well, I just added hashtag. One hashtag.
Yeah. Did you recognize excellent?
Yeah.
Okay.
You really emphasized it here, Gary. Nobody really missed that one.
It was mine. I don't even know whose it was. Mine was a neighbor. I was at a neighbor's house, and the dad was like casually watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I was like five or some shit. And it didn't really traumatize me, but I remember being like, yeah, that's definitely not something I should be seeing right now. And it stuck with me.
Wow. All right. These are actually scary movies.
Yeah.
Except for kids.
I don't think mine was.
Yeah, except for kids. Nick, what about you?
I remember that episode. You talked about the one that traumatized is the word. We had the same one, Poltergeist. And also, and you, this one affected you as well, Pet Sematary.
Oh yeah, Pet Sematary.
Those two were like really rocked my world.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that Pet Sematary as a kid too.
And a little bit of Fern Gully.
For the environmental
fern
factor?
Gully? No, there's like a really scary thing, like the thing that plows down the trees. Eyes it.
Edgar Allan Poe.
And it's super, super scary. It's like
yeah.
It's not for children.
What about you, Doss?
Kind of taking this in a different direction. I mean, sure, Poltergeist scared the shit out of me, but you want to talk about trauma.
Mm.
It traumatizes me when people are treated poorly and badly and meanly. So a few of them, Mask, traumatized me.
Not the
because
Joker.
Of the way, oh, okay. Not the
thank
Mask.
You. Thank you for clearing that up, Matt.
But everyone else in this room was thinking.
Good old Rocky, what's his face?
PCD.
Yep. My Bodyguard.
Not the
traumatized.
Oh, okay. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that as well. Yes, my Rolodex is just going all over the place here.
Sean Penn in Bad Boys.
Thank you, Gary. Yes. I was like, I don't remember that scene.
That's a juvie. That's a fucking juvenile hall. Yeah. That's 15-year-old kids in fucking jail, and there's everything fucking to it, and you're like, that's trauma.
Wow.
That's trauma. Johnny Trauma.
Has he sent
Johnny
Pet Cemetery,
trauma,
though?
Johnny Trauma. Bravo.
Pet Cemetery.
Johnny Trauma.
What? You're the trauma. Johnny Trauma that's over here.
That is pretty fucking good. Well done, Chris. Fuck you. And fuck me, because I'm the one who fucking brought
it up. Yeah, dude. You did. I'm
Vince, motherfucker.
You brought that into the world. So you made it happen. Mine is probably... I really did enjoy E.T., growing up, I remember being on a green VHS, and I've never made it all the way through.
Did you guys ever hear the joke? And it's not really a joke. It's like what fourth grade kids used to say, E.T., the extra testicle.
I have heard that before.
First time.
Surprising.
I was today years old.
Same.
That made us laugh so hard. Nothing's changed.
Yeah, poor Billy Three Balls. Just sucks. This sucks, man. My childhood sucks. Everybody. And then,
unless you went to a school with everybody who had testicle cancer, and everybody has one except some weird transfer.
And he's easy. Yeah, he's easy.
Just bragging. Okay, I got a couple more if you guys don't mind. Let's see here. First, Mike Carey Walper. He says, "You're welcome, Lake Arrowhead Live Show." And then he put the link for it, which is very nice. So he shared it with everybody. But the comments were in. The reviews are in. Mike J. Nielsen says, "I think this was one of the first ones I listened to."
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm amazed you're still here.
Do you guys know that I have the video and audio of the bands playing?
I did not know that.
I'm going to post it in the Facebook group.
I'm in one of those bands. Mike says, "I didn't think it was that bad, which is why I was confused when they said it was terrible." See, guys?
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, Nick, so the Lake Arrowhead Live Show, we had a Corolla Drinks event where Dawson's band played, my band played, a couple other bands played. But we also promoted a live water cooler where, in the middle of all the bands, they set up 5 chairs.
Before all the bands. It felt
like it was the middle.
Opening
people
act.
Are eating dinner. It's like a dining venue as well, so everyone's just eating and hanging out. And this is already an established scene, so it's not like all these people came out to see us. They just go to this venue to be entertained anyway.
And these are mountain town folk.
Yeah, they're mountain town folk.
This was a haunted Airbnb.
Yeah, this is a haunted Airbnb. But anyway, so we go out and do a show for people who aren't familiar with the show, and hilarity does not ensue. All right. And Mike Walper also says,
I remember Matt doing a Chez Fondelet, and I remember me ripping on you.
Sounds like an awesome show.
Yeah.
That's crazy, because I've always thought the true home of Chez Fondelet was a live environment.
Oh, yeah.
In front of an audience.
I still think
door.
So.
You got to go through a door.
The problem was, Nick, that he was reviewing food that was different than what all the people were eating. So it was a little confusing for them. They were like,
demanded to get the same meal that they were being served, and then I could have done a Chez Fondelet on their plated dinner.
This is not very good.
Yeah, it's like just me eating live on stage.
And then we would
try the potatoes.
That's a show. I think people would go to that show.
All right, Chafe on the
You guys are seeing what I've been seeing for years.
Yes.
Live show. Here we come. Yeah.
I see the vision. Speaking of Chafe Fondelet, are we getting into best cheese today, Matt?
I mean, I would like to. I've got big plans.
All right. Well, a couple things about cheese. Alexander Gaxiola says the cheese ball. Matt Fondelier requests to add cheese paper as a contender for best cheese.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
That may be a play-in, but fucking that's a first-round fucking knockout. That's
I do
a
not like that.
Seed.
I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah,
either.
Fuck
you
that.
You have no idea how
you are. Dawson.
I hope Cheetos made it then. I hope Cheetos is in.
Based on the sound of it, Dawson, you have no say in this whatsoever.
And lastly,
I don't have any say in anything, really.
Oh, wait. Does Dawson know he is a team captain and my teammate?
Yeah, of course. He listens
to
the episode.
I have no idea what's going on. All I know is cheese paper.
I have no idea what's going on.
Like it's a cheese.
I'm trying to catch up.
We're
going
to find the best cheese?
Yeah, awesome. Kind
you
of.
You didn't listen to our last episode and you're not prepared with your own list of personal comments?
Yeah, no. I come from the old school. When it's laid, it's played. We don't go back and
right.
review the tape.
Well, don't worry. I will try to catch us up.
Okay. Well, I live in the now, Matt.
Joe Giacchero. This is our last comment here. He says, I get to quit a really shitty day job tomorrow morning.
Congratulations, brother.
Any ideas from the Bubba Boy Army on how I should break the news
to
my boss?
Set the building on fire.
Set the building on fire. All right.
Wow. That's one way.
It's an option. I'm just spitballing, guys. Don't everyone shut up at once.
You do a half-baked style. Right?
The fuck you, fuck you,
fuck you,
you're
you
cool.
fuck you, fuck you.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Just really fly off the handle at the smallest slice and walk out.
Yeah.
And act like that was the last straw.
Yeah. And walk out the emergency exit.
Here's what I think you should do. You need to compose an email that suggests that you are throwing a surprise goodbye party, but you're not writing the letter as yourself. You're writing it as a coworker. You get everybody to spread this email around, thinking that they are telling their fellow employees that we're going to have this giant surprise party for this employee who's about to leave. Everybody in the office all waiting for you to show up. You never show up.
Oh.
That's good.
I like that, actually. Wow.
Who's patient zero? Who's the first
yeah,
email
somebody
from?
Has to blast it out. I mean, it does involve some hacking, perhaps.
Yeah,
you know?
I was going to say, how big is this company? Can you just be a random name?
It depends on how well you know the HR department. I'm not saying you have to do this, but there's a way to do it.
Those are all great ideas, Joe. Just be a fucking adult. And just say thanks for letting me.
And do it 2 weeks
thanks
ago.
Thanks for the opportunity to work here.
Nah.
I'm going to be
just
moving on.
Out. That's crazy.
I appreciate everything, and it's been a good time. Thank you.
Or set the building on fire.
Yeah.
Or set the building on fire. One or the other, Joe. Well, anyway, thank you, everybody, for the comments. We really appreciate you writing in.
Joe, if you make them fire you, they have to pay you severance.
There you go.
Think about that.
Hmm. Yeah, try to get fired, I guess. All right, anyway, let's get going with the rest of our segments here. It's time for Flicking the Bean.
We all want to know one thing. Opinions, what we need.
We need.
So, Kaylin, get on that mic.
And
flick the bean.
Oh, Kaylin, flick the bean.
Respect all women.
Guys, Dawson is playing along with his hand.
That's a first.
I think that was officially a first bark.
No, that was not.
Nick,
that
you
was
were here
me
for history.
Making you guys puppets, and this is what you're doing.
He's made us puppets.
That's it?
That's okay. It. Sure. Okay. Thank okay. God. Okay. Thank God.
Mortal Kombat.
Yes. Yeah, one of the best movie theme songs in the original one.
Yeah, very solid.
Sure.
Solid. It's so solid.
It is very solid, and it's available now on HBO Max.
Wow!
As Dawson already knows, it's one of his favorites.
Mm.
I watched it.
You watched it? Oh, who here has watched it?
Saw it.
I did not.
Nope. Just me and Nick and you.
So disappointed.
Half and half, buddy.
Stuck with Entourage.
Cloudy's in it.
Kind of.
There actually was a moment where black smoke starts forming on a wall, and I grabbed the couch and went, oh my God, it's happening.
It's cloudy.
Okay, so it's directed by Simon McCoyd, who has like no other IMDb credits.
Mm.
He was like a commercial director. Promising. Very surprised by that. I know. It stars Louis Tan as Cole Young. He was in Into the Badlands, which was like an AMC show, and Deadpool 2. Joe Taslim as Sub-Zero. He was in The Raid Redemption, which is a fucking awesome movie, if none of you have seen it. He was also in Fast Furious 6, Star Trek Beyond, and Chin Han as Sang Soon, who is Laos in The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Squealer.
Hiroyuki Sanada, Squealer, that's right, who is in like The Last Samurai in Westworld. He's awesome.
We should fill Nick in. The Dark Knight is the Citizen Kane of movies.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
Actually, that's my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Part
exactly.
Number two.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Nick's on board.
It's like he never left.
Tiny Dancer one person is the Stairway to Heaven of songs.
I've always said that too. It's worlds colliding.
So it's based on the video game series that debuted in 1992.
Which based on the novel from 1794.
Is that a callback?
They're now up to Mortal Kombat 11, which came out in 2019. And a lot of the characters and references to moves and stuff are from the whole all the range in there. So it's not just like the first one. There's a couple, you know, some from like Mortal Kombat 6 or 8 or whatever. And it's an hour and 50 minutes.
Mm. Ooh.
That sounds lengthy.
I'm okay with it.
For Mortal Kombat?
For actions.
It's called
long
Mortal
actions.
Kombat.
Did you control the guys? <yet? laughs>
That's a good idea. Yeah, maybe in the future. 55% critic on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm. 87% audience.
Nice.
I was a big fan of the 1995 Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah.
I was just the right age to where I watched it a lot.
Sure.
I also watched my older brothers play the video games, and you guys know I love video games, but I'm not really that into the fighting games.
Yeah.
So I have played, I am familiar with them, but I haven't been a super big into the Mortal Kombat games. It's Mortal Kombat, so it's supposed to be super violent, so I kind of did some research ahead of time and saw like a quote that I think the director gave to somebody that's like, they didn't want violence to be the only thing about the movie, so compared to the video games, it's like Bambi. And I was like, uh-oh. I don't know what we're going to get here. It is extremely violent.
Yeah.
And I was there's one scene in particular where you're kind of unsure, and then it happens, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is full-on Mortal Kombat for sure.
Chris, you might want to read about that part on Wikipedia.
I'll watch it. I played the game. I know all about it. I still remember Scorpion's fatality. I believe it was a up-up block.
From the trailers I've seen, this is way more realistic than anything that's ever been in the games. I don't know if you can handle it, Chris.
Wait, haven't seen it.
No, but I've seen the trailer.
I've seen the trailer. And I handled it, baby. I handled it. All right. Watched it. Eyes open.
I think Chris can do with this one. I think
I watched okay. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and, that's true.
Yeah, and that got pretty gnarly.
This movie is awesome. By the way, it is just, it's such a good tribute to the video games, and it's even a tribute to playing the video games. It gets kind of meta at one point, but there's a couple jokes in there that are just so good, I don't want to spoil them.
Up, they down, left, right.
Sorry.
Obviously, you've seen the movie.
I thought that one was a little bit on the nose, to be honest.
Yeah.
They got the fatalities, which is great. They got the classic one-liners in there.
Friendships.
The what?
No.
Babalities?
Babialities. That was...
Yeah. Kalen, fatality at the end of Mortal Kombat is when once you beat your opponent, you can do one final finishing move while the opponent is just stunned.
I do that one.
Yeah.
I'm very aware of this.
Okay. So, well, you don't know the other ones. So you could either do a fatality where they do a gnarly way of killing them, like Scorpion will take someone's head and rip him out and his spine's still intact.
Nice.
Or you could do things called friendship, where it's like, friendship, and then Liu Kang like gives a lollipop to the guy and they become friends afterwards, or babalities where you turn the other person into a baby.
Like, they put all this into the program.
Or animalities. Yeah,
this is a weird movie.
What are the
that was in the video game.
What are the friendship ones called?
Friendships.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Johnny, what's his name?
Gage.
Trauma.
Yeah, Johnny Trauma signs a picture and he hands it to
his
opponent.
Yeah, that's right.
And he just stands there. I have a very specific memory in my head. So 95 or
92 is when the first one came out. The 95 movie.
The game was 92. Yeah, I was 5. I watched my older cousin.
Demo.
I watched my older cousin. He somehow got all the codes, and I sat there and I watched him do every finishing move.
Yeah.
It was on Thanksgiving. I was in Brownsville, Minnesota. We got there early. and I watched him, and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It was a cinematic experience in its own right,
I'm
sure.
It really was.
I will say that even though I don't really play them, when a new Mortal Kombat comes out, I just Google all the fatalities of the characters just because I want to see what they are. The movie does get a little slower in the middle, but this movie is legitimately funny as well, especially Kano. He is fucking hilarious in the movie, and he really like lifts up the kind of middle part of the movie. I laughed out loud multiple times.
Oh,
I was just so happy watching it. It just made me so happy. I
can't wait.
It met just about all my expectations. There's one major downside, though. The main character sucks.
Is it a character, or they made it for the character?
They made it for the movie. He's not an actual Mortal Kombat character, and he's pretty lame, and they're kind of like...
The movie was killer, but the main character...
lame.
The dude it's all about, he fucking sucked, dude. But the movie
plot
is awesome.
Awful. Yep.
He's totally right, by the way.
Well, they're kind of like leading you down a path throughout the movie, and you think there's going to kind of be this payoff at the end, and then that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So then you're just like, oh, he was just really lame the whole time. That's kind of a bummer. But the rest of the movie is awesome, and it's super entertaining, and you should definitely see it. It is flickable, but the main character thing brought it down quite a bit. So it's I gave it 8.4 out of 10.
Oh. All right. I am looking forward to watching it. It does help that...
It's really fun.
Yeah, both Kaylin and Matt watched it with their significant others, and their significant others enjoyed it.
That is true.
That will help my argument.
I hated the first one because like it didn't remind me of the video game at all. Like I didn't see the characters in the video game. They like... Someone would pop up on screen in this one, and you're like, oh, that's whoever.
Yeah.
Like, and it, that's like what I want for my video game movie.
I kept pressing XY, XY, AB, AB, up, up, down, and trying to get rid of the characters I didn't like in the movie. Didn't work.
That's how you do it. You got it. Those are attack buttons, too.
Oh, here we go.
Claws are master.
All right. Let's get going with our final segment of the evening. And that is some Shea Fondelet.
Oh, no.
What type of foods might we hear of today? What might be the price? What might be the venue? So let's find out. It's time for Gary to say, hey, Matt.
What's on the menu?
Well, for people who are not subscribed to our Patreon feed, you should do so. Patreon.com/watercooler. And on the last episode, I announced to the group that it's time for us to rate another set of food.
Now, Matt, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you didn't just announce it to the group. You also announced it to all of our Patreon listeners, one of whom is producer Laura Lee. I arrived at my parents' house on Saturday night to watch the fights that Nick also watched.
To a nice cheese platter.
Dawson, two full grocery bags full of cheese.
Oh, I love
bring
Laura
it,
Lee.
I will bring it for the Patreon episode.
Oh, Laura Lee, I love you.
I had to go to Victory the Podcast this morning, so I couldn't risk not having it refrigerated.
You're amazing.
She had a full grocery bag of cold and a full grocery bag of doesn't need to be refrigerated, and it is aggressive.
Can we do best pizza next?
Well, here's the deal.
Best money. Let's just see how much money
some
make
Bitcoin,
this work.
Some Ethereum in there.
We are going to go for
I'm not going to. I'm not going to sniff at Doge. Let's fucking do this.
We need all our fans to send us $5 bills, $10 bills.
Bitcoin.
We're going to vote.
Aztec money.
We'll vote.
You know, we'll take gold coins.
Yes, I agree. Best money should be next.
A shilling? I'll take a shilling.
Eddie.
Well, we're going to talk about a different kind of money. We're going to talk about the cheese,
Eddie
baby.
Eddie money, dude. I think I'm in love. Yeah.
No, I didn't. I decided.
Eddie would have to be in there.
Oh, if
the
we do best money Eddie would have to be
in there. Thank you, there it is.
Totally have to be in there.
That's correct.
13 second
take
delay.
Take me home tonight. I think Eddie would probably win best money.
Yeah, it would be tough to top that.
Remember, that is how Ethan Hawke got into the Hunger Dome.
That's true. Having said that, if someone sends me a $100 bill, I might be willing to reconsider my favorite kind of money.
Do the right thing is what you're saying?
Well, I did ask fans. One
I put
fan,
free money and more money in there, too.
Yeah, okay. That's also sure. good.
Those are also two good kinds.
I just have the visual.
More cheese is also good kinds of cheese, so...
I just have the visual of Eddie Money making it to our studio and going up against
he's dead, by the way.
A $10 bill, and he's just standing there, mm-hmm. and we're just going, back and forth. Like, one of them, one must go.
And we go, Eddie, dance. And he goes, she was shaking.
Now, my visual starts a little bit before that when I show up at my mom's house and he's standing in a grocery bag. She's just like, you're taking this shit with you. I don't care what you say. I'm like, fuck.
He's standing by the fridge going, give me some water.
All right, well, anyway, Best Chief. I like that we're already thinking of our next segment,
though.
Yeah,
we're thinking
of the next
segment.
Nice.
That's next year's sweep.
Sorry. Planning ahead for Nick's next appearance.
So instead of doing a standard bracket, I have been conceiving for several months now.
Yes.
A game that we will be getting into over the next few weeks. Chris mentioned a long time ago, back when he was known as the Snake, that he played a lot of dodgeball. He played a lot of dodgeball, and he was a little shady about it. That's why they called him the Snake.
Yep.
But in honor of dodgeball and in honor of trying to think of a type of food that we could all discuss.
In honor of dodgeball.
I have formed the cheese ball.
Yes.
Now, you guys are aware that Thursday is NFL draft day.
Why didn't you just call it cheese ball? Because we don't call it the dodgeball.
I don't know, Chris.
Okay.
Chris. Matt and Dawson, listen up. Matt very correctly said at the end of last week's explanation, if we all just yes and this, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, you're right, you're right, you're right. Okay.
But I would just like, for Matt, the record, logically, this should be the cheese.
That's right. Now, thank you, Nick.
Again, Nick, yes and.
All right.
So you guys are aware that Thursday is NFL draft day.
Yes, how are you aware of that?
Yeah, how are you aware of that?
First question. I'm so glad someone brought that up.
But today is the CFL craft day.
Okay. All right. I like it. Canadian I like it.
Way to power through that also.
What else do you have?
Now, Dawson, you were not here. We did split into two teams. Chris and
I was
Kalen.
Here in spirit. I just was not here in voice.
You were not here in voice. Gary became the defunct captain, which actually makes you the team captain.
Okay.
Thanks to a verbal slip by myself.
Okay.
So you two will be on the same team. Now
I'm the captain of the team, though.
Yes, you are.
You're
he was trying now. To announce me
Gary,
as the de facto
fucked,
captain.
Gary,
you're on the same team. I would not fuck over your own
no,
team.
No, I know. I'm
now,
not
Nick,
fuck
obviously,
over.
You were
gonna...
not here. You can be a commentator. Your phone was constant. You've got a lot of cheese knowledge here. I feel like you can.
Go pack up.
You can help.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but commentator.
Thank you.
Nice.
I'm like someone who just loves going to the games. I love cheese. But if we start talking about jersey numbers and stuff, I'm going to be a little left out. I would have been a draft day bust. I don't know a lot.
You are going to be just fine, my friend. Right. Do not worry.
Kraft singles?
Unfortunately, Gary goes here.
I think you're the Alex Smith of the league.
I can hear when I walk out there because I have to pee, but I don't want to miss
anything.
Oh, yeah,
go pee, bro.
You're fine, go.
So it's not just cheese, though, because I don't want to just be talking about a bunch of fancy French shit that none of you guys have had before.
Tacos.
So we have put cheese products into the list as well.
Yes,
now,
and
tacos.
I'm glad you mentioned tacos.
Oh, that's sweet.
Unfortunately, tacos and I decided any food that was part of the practically starving semicircle cannot compete.
Mm.
So people were throwing out pizza.
Rules are rules.
Not going to be allowed in. Cheese fries, because French fries were part of it. Sandwiches, so I'm not allowing
lasagna.
Grilled cheese. I'm not allowing the Philly
cheesesteak.
I'm not allowing lasagna. But what I do have...
Lasagna just keeps getting fucked, bro.
Yeah.
It does. But what I do have for you guys is a list of 36 cheeses.
Who is doing that? Ooh.
Wow, look at that.
Oh, thanks,
you may
Emmy.
Want to clear that little pop-up thanks, menu Emmy. That's blocking one of them.
Yeah, can you...
Now, each of you two teams... are going to be composed of 10 cheeses, okay? Not every cheese will make it. We are going
so we
to have
draft.
To cut the cheese.
All right,
going
all right. To I like that. I like that.
Someone is going.
Wow. Amazing.
All right?
So, yes, and.
Nick, you are walking back in the studio. You can see. Oh, you did hear it. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Matt, what was the day where you came up with cut the cheese and laughed hysterically in your office?
I think that was actually start of the bit. Matt laughed at the phrase cut the cheese and then built the entire segment around that.
I like this. Do
now,
we draft?
I put the options in alphabetical order. I did want to quickly read through all of them, but honestly, the place I'm sitting right now, I can't even see
the
entire
I'll read the
column.
First column.
Just blow through all of them real quick, okay. And then again, you guys are going to go back and forth. You'll craft your 10 players that you are going to have participate in cheese ball tournament.
All right. Me and Gary against Kaylin and Chris.
That right. is correct.
Okay. All right, Dawson, from A to V, read every cheese on there. Go.
American, blue cheese, brie, burned toasted cheese, burrata, cheddar, cheddar popcorn, cheddar sour cream ruffles, cheese curds, cheese whiz, cheesecake, Cheetos, Cheez-Its, chili con queso, cream cheese, feta, fondue, goat cheese, goldfish, gouda, gruyere, mac and cheese, mozzarella, mozzarella sticks, Munster, nacho sauce, nacho Doritos, paper cheese, Parmesan, pepper jack, provolone, raclette.
Yeah.
Ricotta, string cheese, Swiss, Velveeta. All right.
Okay,
thank
now
you
I
to the fans who contributed to that list as well.
Yeah, thank you to the fans. I for some reason just hear a lot of fans yelling right now over that list.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I don't have headphones on. Is that what you're listening
yeah,
to?
Yeah,
right,
that's supposed to be it. But anyway, keep going, man.
Nick, as a commenter, what's your thoughts on the spread here?
So when we talked about cheese, I was thinking it was going to be over my head. This is right up. I'm very familiar with a lot of these, but also it reeks of me to looking at a list of cheeses because over 60 or over 50% of the list starts with the first 28% of the alphabet.
Correct.
We're over halfway when we're at yep. G. And then he's like, oh, maybe I should mix it up. I'm going to drop down to M. Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Yep. But just wanted to point that out.
He googled cheese food.
It is weird when he starts the second column and he's still in letter C.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, cheese curds, cheese
A lot of
whiz,
things have the word
weighted.
Cheese in it.
It's weighted.
Mm. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. I see some players.
Weird for
I see some
cheese.
Fucking players in this.
There are some good players yeah. here.
Do we flip for first call or what?
The man will explain yeah. it.
What's
Go
that?
Ahead. Explain. Go ahead. Explain it.
Yeah, no, we'll flip for. Who's there, does anyone have a coin?
No.
I think I have a coin. Dawson, heads or tails?
Tails never fails, bro.
Tails did not fail, so you get to choose the first cheese.
Now, Gary, I think you'll stand strong with me. We spent some time in Austin, Texas.
We did?
I stayed a full day later.
Correct.
And one of the things that I ate for that entire day is chili con queso.
Correct.
That is the number one draft.
I will support this.
All right, chili con queso. Emmy, if you would, look at that fucking pro work. Emmy Ooh. Deleted it, so you know you can't choose that one anymore.
But are you writing
staying late?
Yeah,
I love you.
Hey, Emmy, can I please request that you explain this in detail to Paola when you get home and report back on the look on her? Even if you want to take video, that would be fine.
Oh my god,
he's working hard. All right.
All right.
And by the way, I forgot, who's the team captain for Chris and Kalen's team? Kalen, you took the lead? Okay. And by the way, you guys should come up with team names for future episodes.
Team Defunct. No, we'll work on it.
Oh. The Cheese this Bros. Like, that's, like that exit off the one.
All right.
We're the Cheese Bros.
What is yours?
Chris, Kalen, let's go, you guys. Right,
for first one, did you have an argument?
No, let's do it.
Okay. Well, we're going mac and cheese.
Strong.
Gary, what do you think?
Now, look. This is tough because we have to have a few of the traditionals in there. We've got to get a mozzarella or a feta or a burrata on the roster. But to not take mozzarella sticks while it's on the board would be just insanity.
I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know either.
We'll take it, but I don't know.
We need it in our stable.
It's fine. We'll
they've got mac and cheese. We've got to get a contender for this style.
It is a bar food.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
It's established. It's a player.
Yeah.
I've already written it down. It's too late. Okay. It's
off the board. Now that was an interesting one.
Claw drop.
I just did it.
The claw.
This is so similar to the draft of Aaron Rodgers. I can't believe it's still on the board.
Just keep doing that one. All right. The second one was pretty easy, and I'm pretty sure Chris agrees. Going Cheez-Its.
Yep.
Classic.
Easy.
Right. Now, this is a big moment for Dawson and Gary. You may consider going Goldfish, because if they have Cheez-Its and Goldfish, I don't know what you guys are going to do. Nick?
Can I just say next level from Emmy in the booth would be also have a window open listing the teams. I would love to see what we are assembling.
Now Nick's got production notes.
Yeah, I agree. I like
to know. But I'm just saying whatever you want
to
do.
It. I can verbally review it when we get to like the halfway mark.
Fair enough.
All right? Now, we're back to Dawson and Gary. Now, again, don't underestimate some of these strange ones. For example, burned or toasted cheese. That's something that can kind of be a different types of cheese, but you guys know that experience, like on a piece of pizza, when some of the pizza has fallen off, gets a little bit of that toast on the bottom, has a little chew. you know, it's almost like a cheese cookie.
Can I ask a question?
Are you burnt toasted cheese agent?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to ask a question about how this is going to be judged.
He had the same vigor of trying to explain what is going to be the next step after the draft.
After see, in football, we know we play a football game.
Wait, hold on a second.
It involves balls.
Doing at the end
Wait, hold on a second. I thought you were intentionally not explaining that, or we've wasted three picks without this knowledge that you should have given us.
It's pretty. It's going to be pretty. You're going to want strong competitors for dodgeball, naturally. You're going to want some diversity, I think.
I thought it was cheese ball.
What's that?
I thought it was cheese ball.
Cheese
ball. All right. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I don't have headphones on. Are we recording?
The cheese
bros. Are these cheeses going to be thrown at each other?
The cheese bros spelled with only two E's.
These cheeses.
The cheese bros spelled with only two E's for our second pick, because I believe Gary's pick is going to stick around. We're taking nacho cheese Doritos.
Mm. Now, not nacho cheese sauce, which is also
on the board.
We're taking
the Doritos, the Bro-ritos.
Did you agree with my third pick?
We got to go classic.
It deserves respect on all Cheddar Baby.
Cheddar.
It's got a wide range.
That's strong, dude.
It deserves respect.
I didn't even see that up there.
This is like everybody diving for QBs now.
Fuck. Are the teams supposed to like talk to each other? Is he just like Al Davis, not consulting Gary?
They should be consulting each other more. I agree, but you know, I feel like
we did our consulting, and Gary's pick is still alive,
and he just ignored it.
No, it's all good. What you said?
Is cheese balls with only two e's a pun on Chez?
The claw.
Does that sound familiar?
Wait, the claw. He's not getting it.
All right.
It's all right. Just keep going with it.
Who's next?
You guys each have three
to go home.
Yeah, we just picked Cheddar, so you guys are up.
Right. Emmy is jingling Gary. His car
Wait,
keys.
How many picks?
Well, Dawson, I need your thinking on this, because if there is a component of the cheese being thrown at each other, then that changes.
Don't think of it so much in that terms. It doesn't.
How can I not? Joking.
Well, because you're right. I misled you. If you have like a super... a cheese that has like a lot of meltability, it's not going to somehow be a weaker player in this game. We really are throwing an individual ball from one cheese to another. It should be more about the power of the thrower.
What the fuck does that even mean? Okay.
Dawson,
stop explaining
Dawson,
it. Let's just draft our
stick
game.
With the yes and. I'm going to go with what I said was my favorite cheese. I guess if it's on the board, I got to take it. Mozzarella.
So you guys have mozzarella and
it's
mozzarella
pizza cheese,
sticks.
Man.
Sure. All right.
First of all, I'm mad that Monterey Jack is not up there. So,
don't say Monterey around me.
This whole bracket is fucked, yes and.
There is, it's right. Not a bracket.
Well, there is a pepper jack, so if
that's
jacking
not, that's
is that important
cheese.
To you.
It's a terrible cheese.
According to Brett Favre, it's one of the greatest cheeses of all time.
He's an idiot.
This is my teammate.
Go Pack, go.
Thanks, Pepper Jack. It's terrible.
Chris, Kalen, you're obviously taking this a lot more seriously.
We've been going savory. We've been going
salty. Wait, did you guys pick?
They did. They picked mozzarella.
They picked mozzarella. Okay. Well, that's pretty strong. And although I personally wouldn't go with this option, I recognize how strong of a competitor it is. We're going with cheesecake.
Yes.
Ooh. Smart.
Okay.
I was thinking about that one.
Well, unfortunately, it's no longer on the board.
Harsh but true.
But he's like, but burnt toasted.
Now, you guys did raise a question when the word raclette came out. And let me remind you, raclette cheese, when you go to a fancy restaurant, that's when they have that gigantic wheel of cheese and they take the hot blade and then they just slide that shit right off.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
Just saying that's what that one is if you don't know.
I didn't, so.
Now, here's the thing. This is the second time that Matt has pitched me and Dawson on a cheese. And I don't like it one fucking bit.
Let me be clear. I'm not pitching you the cheese. I am pitching a cheese at the beginning of the next round of the draft.
Yeah,
I wish.
You guys each have four.
I wish we had the rules of what's going on, because I don't know if we need to tail back.
I understand.
Or a fucking defensive line.
I understand.
Tell back
the
if
fuck
you fucking play dodgeball. Dawson, throw a ball at each other.
Dawson, hold on. Before you announce our pick, I would like to suggest that no one has been listening to Matt. And Matt is the tyrant of this game. And possibly there is an advantage in listening to Matt. Now, it's possible that could swing the other way for us. You might be trying to sabotage.
You know, you're right. And because of that, I'm going to say cream cheese.
For those not watching on the YouTube, Kalen and Chris are writing furious notes. Dawson and I are trying to talk to each other because Nick's in between us, and then Dawson's just completely ignoring me.
In honor for our draft, in honor of our guest Nick Davis, we're going cheese curds.
And finally, Aaron Rodgers is off the board. Yes. Somehow the 24th pick, Aaron Smith goes first. Oh, you're going to be eating your fucking words, San Francisco. You will be eating your words. Great pick.
Thank you. Thank
Solid.
You.
Solid.
All right. So now you guys each have half of your team assembled for best cheese. Okay. Remember what we're trying to do here, folks.
I have no idea what we're trying rules, to do. Right? I'm actually... It's insane that they don't understand what's going on. You're trying to assemble the team of best cheese, guys.
Exactly.
I get this.
So far, Team Dawson and Gary have chili con queso, mozzarella sticks, nacho cheese Doritos, mozzarella, and cream cheese.
We cornered the mozzarella market.
Yeah.
No, we've got all that.
If there's a mozzarella twist, you got
it. Strong mozzarella.
Now, Team Kale and Chris have mac and cheese, Cheez-Its, cheddar, cheesecake, and cheese curds. So you guys each have five
I'm
left.
I'm happy with this so far.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with our water. Picks, yeah.
Obviously, that is where we'll wrap it once you guys have your full teams. And once we get into our next Patreon show, I'm going to bring out my dice, and you guys will see how this game is fucking played.
So are we picking the rest of our teams
yeah,
now?
Yeah, let's
or
hear it.
Patreon?
Fucking let's go. Pick the rest of your teams. We have time. Are you okay, Chris?
Yeah. Don't you want to sell them on another cheese real quick?
I need to get another claw.
Everyone, start of the round.
All right. It's going to be another three more hours.
Is it
good, right?
Has this been a snake draft?
No, it's been – well, yes, but there's only two teams. So.
Yeah.
No, it's not. You don't pick two and then go back. Let's see here. All right, well
– You can do the hand signals if you want. We can talk like that.
I mean, I still think that the last hand signal I gave you was solid. In column two, there's one right in the heart there that I think is probably
sure,
important.
Sure, I feel that. I feel that. But we're also not 12.
But like
– Or eight.
But like –
I feel you. Could be strong.
I'm still eating them today. So is my son. We're going goldfish.
Do it.
Goldfish. Strong choice.
Do you guys have goldfish and Cheez-Its?
That's no. right.
We don't have Cheez-Its.
Oh, no. Oh, both were available. Cheez-Its is on the other team.
Oh, yeah. When they take Cheez-Its, you got to take goldfish.
Well, exactly. You know,
I think we could very well be looking at the preview of the finals.
What I'm excited about is we get to see... This corner.
Feel free to get in front
we
of
get
the mic.
To see Cheez-It. We get to see Cheez-It try to cover goldfish on a post route.
All right, well, good luck because we're taking the other snack. So we got 2-1 on you guys. Cheetos, baby.
Oh, Dawson was.
Dawson was very strong on Cheetos before this happened. I was surprised that it was
a reverse psychology because.
You know what I'm realizing? There are going to be a lot of good cheeses left on the board.
There's still time.
A lot of good cheeses.
How many picks
are
we left? Four.
The charcuterie.
I think what we're going to do is we're gonna chalk one up for the old red, white, and blue, and we're gonna take American.
Yeah,
that's fine. Good. That's fine.
I would feel the same way.
Frankly, I'm surprised you Patriots didn't pick that earlier.
Now,
maybe I should pitch to you guys. One of the
favorites. We pick Burrata.
This is not the start of a round, Matt.
We pick Burrata.
All right,
Burrata
all right.
It is.
Kalen,
I know you want
I went
that.
Rogue, but trust me. Have you had Burrata?
No.
Because it is your future favorite cheese.
Okay.
All right.
We got three per team left. Now, someone on the Facebook page did point out paper cheese, which I thought was pretty brilliant.
I'm trying to figure out which I will pick last, paper cheese or burnt cheese. It's definitely one of those. That's where I'm torn
here. Paper cheese is like the cheese that you become most desperate for. It's the cheese you didn't know you wanted. But suddenly, you've got some bonus for your french fries or
whatever. It's the cheese where after you eat it, you look in the mirror and you go, you're a piece of shit. At least that's what I feel. So no.
And also, don't sleep on Velveeta. Another fan pointed out. Gary, yeah, Dawson, three left. Velveeta.
What do you think, Gary?
You pointed out that we left it on the board early, but I just can't take the risk any longer. We got American. We're going to take something Americans love.
Bring it home, baby.
Blue cheese.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Blue
fuck
cheese. Kalen loves that.
I'm just going with like an entire category there. Could be whatever cheese you like in a fondue.
Yep.
Fondue.
Very true. And
that's a utility
Chris,
player
yep.
right there. Yeah.
Chris definitely knows how to serve it. So
yeah, mm-hmm. and make it.
There's that.
Look, we need to draft a kicker. So we're gonna go ahead and
Again,
grab
it's not
Bree.
Football. It's
we're gonna go ahead
ball.
And grab Bree while Bree is still there and the Bree. Getting's good. We're gonna take Bree.
Okay.
That's a pretty strong choice as well.
You're on this
Matt,
one, Chris.
Matt,
go ahead.
We now have how many? Eight or nine?
You guys have 9. You'll have one more left.
All right.
Kalen and Chris, they're about to choose their 9th.
I will say that Kalen and I, we would like to pick raclette.
All right. Big restaurant cheese.
Now, Gary.
Now, that's not raclette that you just clicked on.
We're going to...
You clicked on ricotta.
One so. More app.
You'll like it, Kalen.
Raclette.
Okay.
There
now,
you
I'm going to need to try
here,
these
we
cheeses.
We get the last pick.
What's
or
that?
Or not, we get the second to last
We get the
pick.
Second
this
to last
This is our last pick.
Now, this is your last pick.
I've got to be honest here. Raclette was what I was looking at.
Okay.
But I had a backup. Uh-huh. And they have similar situations here, similar properties. I think we need to go with a hot cheese. Possibly a sauce.
Maybe one that's maybe the one that was hot earlier and is now cool.
You know... I think that the cheese that you're thinking of had some problems in college. Things had to be cleared up with the local authorities. I think it's a gamble.
And I like it.
We talk about the last one or the one that's sort of in the middle?
Sort of in the middle.
Okay. I will defer to your counsel. Let's talk this out. We got time.
What's more hot, Gary, than burnt?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I'm not feeling that.
That can't be my 10th pick. I will not.
No, there's plenty of...
I need a long snapper. I do not need the fucking team mascot.
I would have had all hot cheeses.
Now, if we're fat on the sidelines, we're going to go pretty up high in column 3.
Okay, yeah. No, I know.
I mean, that's nice. But I don't know. But the thing about one of these cheeses is my brother's name is buried in it.
I feel like you guys are arguing about essentially the same thing.
I'm just going to defer to you.
Your brother's name is Gruyere?
What are you picking, guys? Time's up.
Gary had a number of options for punchlines on that brother joke.
Yeah, no, I did. I had several. Nacho sauce.
Nice. My brother's name is Parmesan.
I feel like we need
Parmesan. Wow. Oh. I looked for quite a while, Doss. I didn't see that.
I feel like we can just open debate now because they can't take any
points. Exactly.
Yeah, at this point. I thought you guys were arguing between nacho cheese and Velveeta.
That's what I thought
I thought we were arguing between ricotta and Velveeta because you said bottom or a little more up. And I have some ricotta. Ricotta got arrested. At the University of Miami.
Okay.
We don't want to go the ricotta route.
Sure. I
love ricotta.
Is your brother's name Jack Dawson? Fucking love Titanic.
We call him
you guys
Pepper
know
Jack.
That.
So, Kalen, Chris,
I'm thinking the
be?
Choice now is between 3, which is Swiss, string cheese, or Parmesan.
I'm really glad you brought up both Parmesan and string cheese because those were two of my front runners, and I'm shocked, frankly, that one of them won't even be in this fucking thing.
I'm leaning towards Parmesan.
You know the fucking rules.
I love this game.
I am leaning towards Parmesan.
Yeah, let's get Dawson's brother on our team.
All right. Let's get a Dawson on the team.
Wow. Yeah,
Parmesan.
Wow.
Well, congratulations, you guys. Let me just read off the teams one more time here.
Emmy can go home
now. Emmy can go home. Thanks again, buddy.
Unless you do want to jot these down on a document.
Yeah.
Next week, I'm going to have him help me out with another document for you guys to look at. Don't worry. Just kidding. All right. Gary, Dawson, here's your team. Chili con queso, mozzarella sticks, nacho cheese Doritos, mozzarella, cream cheese, goldfish, American cheese, blue cheese, brie cheese, and nacho cheese sauce.
Dude, we rule.
That's pretty
a pretty
well rounded.
That's a strong fucking team.
When you hear it out loud like that, I'm not even a brie fan, but I get it.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, I forgot drafting cream cheese.
That's the bagel. That's the breakfast of cheese.
You got awesome the bagel draft. Corner. Yeah, you're good.
I'm happy with it. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
Your opponents, Kalen and Chris, they got mac and cheese, Cheez-Its, cheddar, cheesecake, cheese curds, Cheetos, burrata, fondue, raclette, and Parmesan.
Yeah, I don't think they can all get along.
Ooh.
I think teamwork
I think
is going to be a big problem on your guys' side.
I got to be honest, I'm feeling very good about this, unless there's some sort of twist where the sword from the raclette comes out and like destroys us. That was why I was taking raclette. But.
Well, cheddar could be a great utility player.
It definitely
it deserves
could.
Respect.
Yeah. It does.
Cheddar,
yes, it
cheddar's
does.
A star.
Now we're going to get an opportunity to see all sorts of matchups. That's the thrill of this format instead of the brackets. Oh. It's going to involve throwing my dice because we were sent probably 500 dice. Nice. You guys are each going to get your own set of dice.
Now, Matt, are you going to do this exclusively on the free shows, or will it also be at patreon.com/watercooler?
Well, the first round is going to be on patreon.com/watercooler.
What a coincidence. You have to subscribe to follow along with this insane bet.
So we can't.
I'm in.
We got Nick's $5.
We can't get together for a game of Risk.
It'll come out.
But
of
we can roll dice for cheese.
That's right.
All
right.
Yeah.
There would be nothing better than Dylan paying for your Patreon subscription to the water cooler.
That's what's happening.
That is just fucking art.
It just subtracts it from your balance, and that gets deposited into Dylan's account eventually.
You know what, Nick? World's gliding.
Oh, man. Well, thank you all for participating. I'm very excited about this. I hope you guys are too. And that's what's on the menu.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Epic. Wow. Oh, epic. This is exciting. Kaylin, you need to go home and explain this to Amy?
Ew.
Oh. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to figure out how to explain it first, then, maybe.
Yeah, I still don't really know exactly what's going on.
You probably know what's going on beforehand.
Yeah.
Listen, what's important is you guys have two very strong lineups.
Because she's
going
to ask a lot of questions that you do not know the answers to.
You guys are already, like, have this on OBS. Are you doing this already? You should live stream it for, like, a higher tier. I'll be there. I want to watch this shit live. I'm not going to wait. Tape delay? Not sports in 2021. No, thank you. I want to see this cheese ball.
See?
Draft.
Well, you might be a little interested in doing that.
Well, you just saw the draft.
Yeah, I know, but I... Well,
and it was electrifying. And he wants.
Ball.
I want to see Summer League. Yeah.
Subsequent episodes.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you, Matt. Great job.
Thank you.
That was very...
Well done, dude. Well done. Some of your best work, I think.
Yeah. Well, very exciting.
I'll just go all the way and say, victory!
Didn't think you could top yourself, and you just go and do it every time. All right, let's get our plugs in and GTFO. I'll start with Kaylin here. Kaylin, where do you think people should check out?
Don't worry about me.
All right, Matt, what about you?
Hey, I write true crime episodes for a podcast called Sword and Scale. Check out episode 183 or 173. Those are the two numbers I remember because they're pretty damn similar, and I did both of those. So
right.
SwordandScale.com or on iTunes or wherever. It's freaky shit.
Yeah, and tweet Matt if you want any more. He'll let you know. Gary, sub you.
I don't think we've given enough love to Victory, the podcast, so check that out. You're not going to hear me, but it's a show I'm working really hard to try to make good. And also I'll plug another podcast network, YouTube.
All right. Love that. Well, then, Nick, what would you like to plug?
I'm going to go back to the well again. I know you shouldn't do two plugs, but Victory the Podcast is incredible. No, I actually am going to do another podcast network. It's our homeless man's version of the Water Cooler. Me, Patrick, and Dylan, you may know those characters. We're about to do it for free. I just want subscriptions on the YouTube. That's what I want. We're going to put clips out there. Hilarious bit by Dylan. Found some scammer on like a YouTube competitor, alt-right wing, called BitChute. And the guy was like, if you want to join the Illuminati, you just need to send me X amount of Bitcoin. Dylan actually gave this guy his information, and we talked to him. The man's name was Clement, and he lived in some third world country, and he had roosters in the background. And we had a conversation of trying to convert whatever coin Dylan said he had to Bitcoin. It's pretty awesome. I was really proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Fun stuff. Another podcast network. Search that on YouTube and subscribe.
All right. Will do. Das, how about you?
There's a show on TV.
Can you narrow it down?
Where they take a single guy who's African American and they try to match him up with his former slave owner. It's called The Bachelor.
Ah.
Oh, boy.
Check it out.
Jesus. All right.
Christ.
And
you don't even listen to me.
We edit some things.
And I'd like to plug Burrata. It's an excellent cheese. It's a sleeper, but you are going to enjoy it. If you haven't had it yet and you find it somewhere, order it. You're welcome in advance. All right. That'll do it for the Water Cooler. Thank you again, everybody, for contributing to the podcast. We appreciate it, and we'll see you later this week for Patreon. We love you.